Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. The United States has just extended its sanctions waiver on Russian crude oil, allowing India, China, and other nations to continue purchasing Russian crude without triggering secondary sanctions. But why does this matter, and what are the implications for India's energy security? First, let's consider the background to this development. Following Russia's invasion of Ukraine in February 2022, the G7 nations and the European Union imposed sweeping economic sanctions on Russia, including an oil price cap of $60 per barrel for seaborne Russian crude, implemented in December 2022 by the G7 and Australia, as well as an EU embargo on Russian seaborne crude. Additionally, the US warned of penalties on third country entities buying Russian oil above the price cap or in violation of restrictions. India, however, took the position that it would continue trade with Russia in accordance with its national interest, citing no obligations under UN Security Council sanctions, given Russia's veto power in the UNSC. What makes this significant is that India is the world's third largest consumer of crude oil and imports over 88% of its crude requirements. Russia has, in fact, displaced Iraq and Saudi Arabia to become India's largest crude oil supplier. But why does India buy Russian crude? First, Russian Urals crude is sold at an $8 to $15 discount to international benchmarks post-sanctions. Second, Indian refiners, especially IOC, BPCL, and HPCL, have adapted to process Russian grades. Third, buying discounted crude reduces India's import bill substantially, resulting in foreign exchange savings. And fourth, diversification away from West Asia reduces geographic concentration risk, enhancing India's energy security. Crucially, the Strait of Hormuz, located between Iran and Oman, is the world's most critical oil choke point, with approximately 20% of global oil trade passing through it. For India, around 2.5 to 2.7 million barrels per day of its typical crude imports transit via this route. Ongoing West Asia tensions, including Iran-Israel and Houthi attacks in the Red Sea, have created supply disruption risks, making Russian supply strategically important as an alternative. Now, let us turn to the sanctions waiver mechanism and its implications. The US Office of Foreign Assets Control, or OFAC, issues time-limited waivers that exempt certain transactions from secondary sanctions. These waivers have repeatedly been extended since 2022. Indicating U.S. recognition that a hard cutoff would spike global oil prices and harm allies' economies. The current extension allows India to continue purchasing Russian crude without fear of secondary sanctions until 16 May 2026. It is worth pausing here to note that India's diplomatic position has been consistent. It follows UN sanctions, not unilateral U.S. or EU sanctions, and energy purchases serve India's developmental needs. India supports a negotiated end to the Russia-Ukraine conflict and has adopted a multi-alignment approach, engaging both Western partners and Russia. And here is something that surprises many students. India has built up large rupee balances through Russian crude payments settled in Indian rupees via special Vostro accounts. The RBI is working on mechanisms to deploy these accumulated rupee balances via Russian imports into India and Indian investments in Russia to rebalance the settlement. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The US sanctions waiver has been extended to 16 May 2026. India's crude import dependency stands at over 88% of its requirements. Russia's share of India's crude imports has surpassed that of Iraq and Saudi Arabia, post-2022. Normal Russian crude imports to India are around 2.5 to 2.7 million barrels per day, although recent fluctuations have ranged from 1 million barrels per day in February to 2 million barrels per day in March, and 1.6 million barrels per day in early April. The G7 oil price cap is set at $60 per barrel on Russian seaborne crude, implemented in December 2022. The Strait of Hormuz, located between Iran and Oman, accounts for approximately 20% of global oil trade. OFAC, the US Office of Foreign Assets Control, issues sanctions waivers. India's position is clear, it follows UN sanctions only, and energy purchases are national interest decisions. Vostro accounts are used for Russian rupee balances accumulated through India-Russia crude trade settlement. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS3, Economy, covering India's energy security, crude oil import dependency, price caps, and foreign exchange management. It also relates to GS2, International Relations, encompassing India's strategic autonomy, sanctions and their global impact, US India-Russia triangular diplomacy, and India's multi-alignment foreign policy. Furthermore, it touches on GS3, Environment, concerning oil price volatility and its macroeconomic effects. Now, let us turn to the key linkages. Energy security is linked to the current account deficit, rupee depreciation, inflation, and monetary policy, which is managed by the RBI. The Russia-Ukraine conflict and sanctions have a significant impact on global oil markets, testing India's strategic autonomy. The Strait of Hormuz is a critical choke point, affecting India's sea lane security and the Navy's role. The Indian Ocean region is also crucial for energy transit security, influencing India's maritime strategy. With this in mind, we can see that the US extension of the sanctions waiver on Russian crude oil has significant implications for India's energy security and its ability to navigate the complex geopolitical landscape. The waiver allows India to continue purchasing Russian crude, reducing its dependence on other suppliers and mitigating the risks associated with the Strait of Hormuz. As India continues to navigate its multi-alignment approach, it must balance its relationships with Western partners and Russia, all while ensuring its energy security and developmental needs are met. This delicate balance will be crucial in the coming months and years, as the global energy landscape continues to evolve.